What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User, the gorgeous creature is not sitting next to me today. She really gave it her best, wanted to be on the air today, but just can't really do it. And before we start taking some more phone calls here, I have a comment about the United States Postal Service, because I have just been informed again of a package that was sent to me that has gone wandering off someplace else. And this is getting to be a regular thing. And if we don't have a reliable postal service as a nation, that's impacting our lives. It's going to impact our Christmases. Right now, I've got three packages out there that seem to have vanished into thin air, and nobody seems to know what to do about it. The post office makes you wait 10 days before they'll even accept a report. And I've never filed a report with the post office that ever had a positive outcome. So I'm very, very unhappy that all of this stuff goes missing. I mean, who knows? Somebody may have sent me a check for $5 million and it went missing. Like that story where UPS lost this guy's inheritance and they offered to pay back the $32 shipping fee. The country's breaking down. It is really, really breaking down. All righty, let's take a phone call. Alan in Australia. G'day, g'day, mate. What's going on down there? Alan, are you there? Okay, I guess we're not going to get to that. Alan? We lost Alan. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and happy holidays to you. Since you had spoke about the credit card or the gift card situation, I thought I'd share an experience I had with the Walmart Financial Services gift card, where I had specifically requested, could I use it to make online purchases from other than Walmart? Oh, yes, they assured. So I bought a $300 card. I had some purchases I wanted to make, and being deprived of access to banking facilities because of being a non-citizen state national as opposed to a U.S. citizen, I had little recourse. So I bought the card with good faith after asking the right questions for $300. And then immediately went home to try to make the online purchase of some supplements I had sought for from Swanson's, and was highly chagrined to find that it was merely a gift card and not a debit card, as I had been misled to believe it was able to be used for. And so I could not get my money back from Walmart once it was put into their card. Now, I have overcome the inconvenience by being able to use it for making point-of-sale purchases, and have it down to about $100 at this point. But I found their misrepresentations to be very disconcerting and plain deceptive, and that sounds like false claims activity and theft by deception, effectually, although it's not completely theft, because I was able to get some cursory value out of the funds I had put up into their gift card.
Well, here's the question I have, and that is, I can't imagine why, if I were to go down to a store and buy a gift card, that I could not turn around and use that card myself. And I don't understand why that was not possible for you.
Me neither, but that was their policy, they claimed. Once they had it, it was theirs, and you had to use their card for their gifts. Maybe they were implying, and I was supposed to be gifted with the ability to perceive what they were implying, although I didn't know, it was not clear to me that they could only use them to buy online gifts from Walmart on the gift card, perhaps. I haven't tried to do that, nor would I.
Now, no, I can see what the issue there is. The misunderstanding is you thought that the Walmart gift card would be valid places other than Walmart, and I can understand why, you know, Walmart might not allow that. And it's another reason why I don't like gift cards, is it constrains the people that you're giving it to a specific place of business, as opposed to just a generic prepaid gift card from like one of the major credit card vendors, where you can, in fact, use that anywhere.
And in the just-in-time days of Walmart and Amazon having those cards, is, you know, it's not nearly a complete bad idea, but it's very inconvenient to be locked in once you've made your purchase of the gift card for a substantial investment. Now, on to the Bundy situation. The reason for the dismissal by Gloria Navarro was the egregious abuse of prosecutorial discretion and citing Brady Act violations, 7 each, and Giglio versus U.S., which has to do with prosecutorial egregious abuse of discretion, where they withheld inculpatory and exculpatory evidence for over 3 years while keeping them, these men unlawfully locked up and distrained without having been convicted. And there was never any other victim other than Lavoie Finicum, who was murdered at the hands of the BLM, FBI, and the Oregon State Police. Perhaps Juan Hurruchi seems to be one of the preeminent involved individuals, and another BLM agent that was dismissed for materially misrepresenting statements on his post-shooting event form, claiming he did not shoot when the facts show that he did. So this is a very, very unusual situation that brings another black eye with another vindication of the Bundy group, who were really just trying to restore lawful government and to curtail and hold back this out-of-control federal agency that operates under the Administrative Procedures Act, 5 United States Code 551 et sec. Therefore, they're not under the laws of the U.S., but by the POTUS's executive privileges, they have been created, and they have run amok, much as FDR convinced them to being from Philip Drew Administrator's writings of his illusions of the administrative world being his idea of perfection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad the Bundys declared a mistrial, and I hope they're not going to waste time trying them again. But, we're seeing more and more of this behavior become visible to the general public. And I phrase it that way because we know that the FBI and BLM and all these organizations have been behaving like this all along. It's just that in the days before the independent media, they were able to hide it from the vast majority of Americans who would accept whatever official story was coming out over corporate media and say, oh yeah, Bundys are bad, our guys are good, and that's really the end of it. But we know that there have been a tremendous number of major injustices throughout history brought about by ambitious prosecutors or political expediency. We know that James Earl Ray was framed for the assassination of Martin Luther King. Same thing with Oswald. We know that the FBI covered up the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster, and so forth and so on.
This insanity of these agency bad acts, Baker's Green Acres, another one that was pretty preeminent, and Wedding Cake Cookers, I think it was Utah, but that could be wrong about the state. They're just out of control. They've all been weaponized by the Obama administration, and the holdovers within the agencies seem to be carrying out the same left-wing extreme policies of complete obliteration of people's rights to exist without having the government's nose up their kazoo. So thank you, sir, very, very much. Merry Christmas, and thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too. We're going to let you go and do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The issue may be more than just simply ideology of getting people used to having the government poke into everything that they do. In the case of the Bundy Ranch and in the case of the Malheur Wildlife Reserve, these appear to have involved attempts to basically take control of land and transfer it into new ownership without the permission of the existing owners. Certainly in the wildlife sanctuary, that one seems to be neck deep in the Uranium One deal. So we need to keep an eye on that. That ideology is one thing, but if somebody's out to make a major fast buck, that's usually the primary motive. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Tony in La La Land, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I call in about once a year just to wish you and Claire a very merry, happy holiday.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
Thanks.
So, Merry Christmas to you, too, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. calling this one 2017-76. Everyone seems to be asking, you know, jumping on board this Bitcoin thing. And here in La La Land, weed is officially going to be legal on the 1st. And I was wondering if you or one of the listeners know of a good penny stock.
I'm not a financial planner here. I did, on one of the previous commercials, take a quick look, and Bitcoin is headed back up again. So there may be a recovery there. As far as picking stocks, I have no idea. I'm the last person on Earth to ask for any kind of investment advice.
Okay. Well, thanks anyways. I'll be listening, but I won't be calling in.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot then. We're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Do you have any comments about what Donald Trump did on Wednesday, which was the last day of Hanukkah? He let this Orthodox rabbi out of prison. He was sentenced to 27 years in prison for money laundering, mail fraud, and hiring illegals. This is the guy that ran that kosher meat plant in Iowa back in 2009.
Yes.
Now, from what I read, it was a favor to the Jewish lobby and the Jewish community. And I asked myself, wait a second now. Now, Donald Trump, from day one, he's always been criticizing illegals and people that hire illegals, but yet and still, he lets this guy out of jail.
I agree. It's a stunning hypocrisy. And very obviously, somebody pulled Donald Trump's leash on this, possibly Sheldon Adelson. And it just tragically seems to be the way these things operate. I mean, I'm glad this guy did spend, I think it was 8 years in prison.
Right.
But, you know, basically just let him out just to let him out.
Right. Not only that, though, you had Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and some other Democrats wanting this guy out of jail. And I said to myself,
"Hello."
Yeah. No.
Okay, your phone connection is cutting in and out.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. I asked myself, why are Democrats wanting this guy out and putting pressure onto Donald Trump as far as getting him out of jail? You know, I don't understand that part.
Well, as I said before, everybody is already starting to plan for next year's midterm elections, and that means sucking up to the people who've got the money, and that means people like Sheldon Adelson.
Okay. Well, Michael, you have a Merry Christmas, you and Claire, and I'll be talking to you probably next year or next week.
Okay. Sounds really good. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
And a speedy recovery to you both.
I certainly hope so. I mean, this thing really did hit Claire a lot harder than it hit me, and it hit me hard.
Well, I guess there's something to be said for one of how much garlic and how much onion and how much ginger I take in my diet. But aside from that, I had a really bad ironic thought go through my head earlier when I heard all this talk about this asteroid is traveling through the solar system and so forth. It seems apparently it got all beat up by the Oort cloud surrounding the solar system, for that matter, on its way in. Otherwise, that would explain why the obelisk has arrived 16 years late because of the being beat up by the Oort cloud. It's supposed to be arriving to the planet Jupiter, but bypassed it and missed it in the process, and now it's on its way back out again. So, 16 years is a long time.
16 years is a long time. I'm sure the science fiction movie aficionados in our audience are going to get your reference here to 2001, A Space Odyssey. But at this point, scientists did determine that, contrary to the high expectations Stephen Hawking had for it, it is just a rock. It's a long, skinny rock. They don't understand it, but it's just a rock.
Well, you know, there goes the adage of being stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Well, definitely. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around out there. And we've had a couple of... Sorry?
I said, of course. Besides, I couldn't help with the monolith idea, so I had to throw that in there.
Sometimes a rock is just a rock.
Yes.
That was the other half. You'll have to overlook. But he just read inside of the same thing you just did, so... Anyway, all right, have a great one. Stay warm and all that kind of good stuff.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to let you go and keep an eye out the window for large flying mountains heading our way. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting on back to the situation with Comcast, Washington State is suing Comcast over this service protection plan, which turned out to be promising things that were already free services for Comcast. And more to the point, they were signing customers up for this additional insurance policy without their knowledge and without their permission. And in many cases, they signed up people who specifically said they did not want the service, and yet they were still signed up for it. So we're beginning to see the larger these corporations become, the more greedy and crooked they start to operate. Now, Comcast was out there saying that this plan was of great value and covered virtually all service charges over 99% of the time, and blames the appearance of fraud on flawed methodology and assumptions. So I hope Washington State really nails them, because we're in an era of tremendous abuse by corporations. The hallmark of living under a fascist economic dictatorship. Now, the U.S. Department of Treasury has issued sanctions against Israeli billionaire Dan Gertler on allegations of human rights abuses and corruption. Now, Donald Trump came on out earlier today declaring war on human rights abuses and corruption. I hope he will take a look at the Clinton Foundation. But apparently, Gertler, senior advisor to the Fluoret Group, held substantial stakes in two mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country notorious for child labor and other human rights abuse practices in the mining industry. Now, Fluoret Group sold its Mutanda stake to Glencore earlier this year. But before that, according to the Treasury, the Israeli entrepreneur used his close friendship with the DRC president Joseph Kabila to act as a middleman for mining asset sales in the DRC, requiring some multinational companies to go through Gertler to do business with the Congolese state. This resulted in the DRC losing more than $1.36 billion in revenue, because Gertler arranged for mining assets to be sold at much lower prices than they were worth, as the buyers were offshore entities linked to him. So, anyway, let's take another phone call. Andrea in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael Rivera. You sound wonderful. You evidently
I feel
are doing
terrible.
Something very right. I'm sorry. Hello?
No, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I was listening to what you were saying about bacteria and that it's so strong it's able to put up with all these different environments. The thing is, back in 93, there was one of our spaceships that was in the air. It was being eaten by bacteria, the steel, the windows, everything, and it finally crashed into the Indian Ocean. And the thing is,
I think you're talking about Mir. I think you're talking about Mir, and there was actually a show on that the other day. Stay on the line, Andrea. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Andrea in Oklahoma about things in outer space. And Andrea, what did you want to say next?
Well, I'm just, if they can survive there in space with your extreme cold and extreme heat, if we venture out to certain planets like Mars, there's, who knows how bad, I don't know that they, that NASA has reported anything with their equipment, their little rovers that have been going across the Mars or planet, if they've been having problems with them.
The problem is all of the spacecraft since Viking are not designed to look for life. They don't have microscopes. Curiosity has got that nice little chemistry lab, and it's producing a lot of the same results we got on Viking, but everyone's hesitating about saying whether it's life or not. Now, the incident with the spaceship you're talking about it has been discovered, and it's ironic. I saw a program on this just the other day that earthly bacteria, when they get into a weightless environment, they can grow and reproduce much faster. And so it caught everybody by surprise when they were doing routine inspection of MER that they found these huge bacterial colonies that were, in fact, eroding components of the of MER. Now, that's not the reason MER came down. They basically got rid of the bacteria. They sterilized the ship, but it did catch them by surprise. that these life forms can do very well in a weightless environment. Now, the problem of cross-contamination is a very real one, and it was for that reason that the Viking landers were sterilized, and they were designed to be heat sterilized prior to launch, so that they would not be carrying any earthly bacteria with them that might confuse the onboard instruments. Unfortunately, because NASA declared that what we found on Mars with the labral release experiment wasn't really alive, they have not been as careful with subsequent probes. And so that means that when something is detected alive on the surface of Mars, you're going to have to go through the additional step of making sure it isn't the descendant of something that hitched a ride from Earth on one of these other spacecraft. So that's going to complicate the situation tremendously. I'll tell you, though, there have been some very tantalizing things that came out of the Curiosity scanners and some of the earlier rovers. There's what are called the blueberries, which could be hard-shell bacterial colonies. There was this one very odd object, which has been nicknamed the crab, that was imaged sticking out of a hole in the ground. And unfortunately, Curiosity just didn't go back and take a look at it. But it's rather compellingly organic looking. But again, I think there's a great deal of caution about declaring that there's life on Mars. And I think it may have to do with the fact that if it was announced, yes, there's life on Mars today, it's going to transform our society. And we're going to put down our clubs and our bows and our arrows, and we're going to unite together and say, let's go find out who else is out there. And that would be a tremendous loss from the for the warmongers. So they want to keep it secret for the same reason that the Dominicans tried to keep secret Marco Polo's discovery of China, because it didn't fit in with their society and their power structure. So I think it's about time we got Gilbert.
I was going to say there's this vast ocean that we haven't really been able to get down there and discover what's all going down there. I had another thing I wanted to ask.
You mean in Europa?
Yeah.
Are you Europa or the one that's underneath the Antarctic, Lake Vostok?
Well, any and all of the oceans are still so highly, like, not really known all that's down there. They're still kind of curious about that area right there by Bermuda and Cuba, if that's Atlantis. But I wanted to ask you about this Canadian billionaire. He and his wife were shot, found killed in their house, both of them hanging, and they're trying to say it was a suicide.
It's being treated as a suspicious death now, because apparently there were ligature marks that didn't line up with the ropes. So the hanging was staged to cover up a double murder.
Okay. I see that as, you know, monopoly. Once you get rid of one, you're still holding the more farm. If you are a pharmaceutical here, you've got more territory if this fellow passes away, he and his wife. But that, I found that very suspicious, and you cleared that up. It does look like murder then. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm so glad. I was going to say, I'm so glad that you're feeling better, and Merry Christmas to you and Claire, and I hope it's a better, profitable new year for you guys.
Oh, that would be very, very nice here, because after a while, we get really tired of just living on the edge constantly. So, Andrea, thanks an awful lot. Merry Christmas, and have a happy new year. And we're coming up here on a commercial break, and when we come on back, we'll be doing more news and more of your phone calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower's in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones. Murr in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, greetings.
Greetings.
Fear not.
Merry Christmas.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Can Claire hear me?
No, I'm afraid Claire had to go back to bed.
Okay, okay. I just wondered if she had a speaker or something.
No.
She just assumed not here.
Well, no, it's her headset cable isn't long enough to run into the bedroom.
Yeah. You know, I kept thinking, bouillon. Does she like bouillon? That'll help put the electrolytes back.
Yes. Yeah, we shopped out the market for all that stuff, and, you know, I'm going to be taking good care of her over the weekend because this thing hit her a lot harder than it hit me.
Take good care of yourself, too. You know,
I certainly will.
I don't know if you heard about the executive order. It's both through the Treasury Department and Trump signed it. It was yesterday, and it's executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption.
Yes, I heard about that. I'm waiting to see how it gets implemented. And again, talking about corruption, are they going to aim that at the Clinton Foundation?
Well, I think all of these different scattered all over the world are Soros, Schwartz, and Clinton, Bush, cabal. I think they're all wrapped up into this. You know, I think they've been doing a lot of research. And also his State Department and Justice Department, apparently they're letting, you know, Obamaites go and just not filling the whole, all the seats. They don't need them all. I mean, they were overstaffed, I'm sure, you know, with people like some of these guys in the FBI that are of not much use, except bad use.
Yes. Yeah. Well, again, you know, Trump did campaign on a promise to reduce, you know, the regulatory burden, and that means reducing the staff as well. But yeah, I think Trump's biggest mistake coming into office a year ago was trying to be magnanimous in victory and keeping a lot of the Obama holdovers in place, thinking that they would now be loyal to him. And that's not the way it works in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I think like a business, he's trying to sift through the things a little slowly, you know, to see who's salvageable and who isn't. And just how bad it is, I think, is really confronting him. Because, you know, he's really been preparing for this for 30 years. He had said, you know, if it gets bad enough, I'll try to get in there. And they tried to take him out in the helicopter. They've tried to take him out many times. But, you know, we all work together to kind of protect and work together on the whole planet. And actually, I had told this to Dr. Wynn Parker, and he agreed. I told him a couple times here it on air, but planets in the universe interact with each other like cells in the body. It's the body of the universe, and they always have, and they always will. You know, I mean, it's no strange thing. I think they're going to try to use maybe some of the fear-mongers, some of the things that many of us have really known about, and you probably do, too, know more than you're letting on.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean about the interaction. We do know that all of the objects in the solar system interact gravitationally with the solar wind. We know that bits and pieces of each body get knocked off by meteors and fall on the other bodies. Yeah. So it's not totally isolated out there.
Right. Oh, and another thing, and I had told Mikey, because I heard you talking about Stephen Hawking, and I hear so many people talking about him. He's been replaced at least once, okay? I mean, how hard is it to have... No, he has. He has. ALS, you don't live with ALS for decades. And no, I will send
well,
you
a
link.
Well, he's been very fortunate, and he's had very good medical care.
No, there's
anyway,
two different people. Look at the pictures.
Mer, got to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Get on back here. Story is just now breaking. You remember there was this woman, Jill Harth, who came on out and accused Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her during the campaign. And it was big news, and everybody said, oh, this is it. This is the end of Donald Trump here. Apparently, emails have surfaced showing that just before the time that she claimed that Donald Trump sexually assaulted her, she was lobbying to become his makeup artist for the campaign trail as part of her effort to promote her new male cosmetic line, Made Man. And so apparently she was trying to get into business with Donald Trump, try to be his makeup artist, and apparently he turned her down. And she just decided she was going to file this sexual assault lawsuit, which was then withdrawn with the settlement of the lawsuit of Trump allegedly pulling out of a business deal, which may have been with this lady and this cosmetic line. But the upshot of it is that the claim of sexual assault was this idea, this woman's idea of revenge for a failed business arrangement. We were talking about that the other day, that a lot of these allegations and accusations are, in fact, acts of revenge or political gain. All right, now let's get on back here. North Korea is still warning that a U.S. naval blockade would be considered an act of war. And apparently the U.S. is thinking that U.S. sanctions against North Korea are not going to have any real teeth because the U.S. doesn't have any trade or diplomatic ties to start with. And North Korea, because of its decades of isolation, is pretty much internally self-sufficient. So it looks like the U.S., in order to provoke this situation, to escalate it, to ramp it up, is now talking about a naval blockade of the whole of North Korea in order to blockade other countries from carrying out trade with North Korea. Where that's not going to work, of course, is on the shared borders with Russia and China, who may not go along with the blockade. But that apparently is the thinking in Washington, D.C., and it is an act of war. When you blockade somebody, it's an act of war. And again, North Korea has not attacked us. North Korea is building weapons of deterrence, and in the current history of U.S. aggressions, that's a very wise and prudent thing for them to be doing. But they haven't attacked us here. Now, over at the Justice Department, oh man, you're going to love this one. The Justice Department is claiming that increasing traffic stops by 56% will lower crime. Okay? And basically, this is just more organized government theft. Because what they mean by traffic stops, cop pulls you over, writes you a ticket. Ticket costs you a lot of money. And apparently over in Milwaukee, law enforcement claimed that increasing traffic stops by 56% resulted in a reduction in violent crime. They're not explaining how that happened, just that it got the public's attention. And, of course, the police are using these traffic citations to help balance their budgets. It's pillaging. They do the same thing here in Hawaii. I remember about 4 years ago, all of a sudden, all of the fines went way up, some as high as 10 times what they had been before. I mean, if you're using your cell phone while driving and you don't have an earpiece, if you're actually holding up the cell phone, that's a $300 ticket. And I think the more you put police onto traffic stops, the less police are going to be there fighting crime. And you're going to see crime go up. But I think this is just Milwaukee police grabbing more cash from the citizens and trying to make it look like this is a good idea. I don't think they're going to sell that. I don't think they can sell that. All righty. This is a little bizarre. Getting on back to the world of computers and Bitcoin all in once. Apparently, adult webcam site Cam Soda is launching a new interactive platform that can link your interactive sex toys with the performance of leading cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin, which means when they're going up, you'll get a little tingle of excitement. This, I think, is a perfect illustration of what I say when I think our computer technology is getting a little decadent. I don't think we need to computerize everything. I don't think we need to computerize that sort of thing here. Getting on back to Donald Trump's wall. Somebody's done a study and discovered that building the wall will reduce the federal prison costs by $1.34 billion annually. Because over 20% of the individuals imprisoned in federal prison were not born in the United States. This immigration issue, it has to be brought under control. People are dying. People are being made very ill. We've had diseases reintroduced to the United States that were previously eradicated, all because they're being brought in by the refugees and the immigrants. All right, let's take some phone calls. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Al, are you there? Yeah, there you are.
I'm here.
You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to say something about when you were referring to the police and their forfeiture scheme. Well, one of the first things they're going to do, because they increase that number, thinking, you know, crime, the crime will go down, they're going to increase their numbers. right? And that's where they got
yes.
you. Because they're going to get so big that they can't be taken back, taken down.
Like, you mean what the police?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely. They're public service. They're supposed to be a public service, but there's no law on the books that states that they have to protect you or even respond to a call.
That you're isn't absolutely that right there. There was a very famous case out of Washington, D.C., Georgetown, in fact. Three young ladies were sharing a condo or apartment there, and some guys broke on in and started raping and assaulting one of them. The other two called for police help from an upper floor, and then later on, when they assumed the police had shown up, went on down, they got captured by the intruders, and they were raped and abused all night long. And the women sued the police department, and they lost because the court said there is no actual law that says the police are there to protect you from crime. And that's the actual law here. You're on your own, and yet they insist we give up our guns and other means of self-defense.
Exactly. It's like the Wild West. I mean, my good God. I understand it's America. You know, it's the United States of America.
Yes.
You know, to a certain extent, you're still the freest country on the face of this planet, but
we're losing
you know,
it.
I mean, things
we're
have changed,
losing it.
And it's getting bad.
Yes,
my friends just came back from China, and they were telling me about how it was there. And, wow. Mike, I could tell you wouldn't surprise you. It would not surprise you. It's not like what we hear at all.
Well, I learned that myself. Years ago when I was working all over Europe, and I got to see that what was really going on in those countries was not what our media was reporting. Those were very nice places. And, you know, especially looking around today at our deteriorated nation, it's very obvious we're an empire in decline.
Mike, Canada's
yes.
in the same boat. It is.
Yes.
Period. Actually, we're more in debt than the United States is, and we're a smaller country. That's why we have this mass immigration. The United States seems to want to avoid that, right? Obviously, they're admitting defeat. You know what? We don't have the infrastructure to actually do this. Not to mention, like, who's gonna vet these people, right? I hate using that
yes.
word, but who's gonna find out who these people are that we're allowing into the country? You know, giving this full support of citizenship. Only to find out that, hey, you know what? They're going to let us down. There's always that possibility.
Yeah,
it happens.
Well, again, I think Soros and his globalists are
yes.
basically doing the full court press. They realize that the population of Europe, population of the United States, are starting to dig in their heels over this multiculturalist melting pot idea. And so they're just trying to ram it through as hard as they can.
It didn't really work well in Canada up here. I mean, we have the French and the English. Those are the official languages of Canada, and we can't get along. You're going to add another language and then another and then another? I mean, you know, I'm not trying to sound confined or anything, but if I want a full-on vacation, I want to just get the hell out of where I am, I'm going to step into another culture. And that's what it's all about, travel. And that's the way it should stay. There's a
yes.
reason France is France and Russia is Russia. You know, go there, enjoy it, and then, you know, if you want to come back home, come back home. If you don't, well, stay there. Who cares? You know,
yeah.
This is nonsense.
No, you're absolutely right. But, again, I think it's part of the globalist agenda to erase the signs of individual culture, like they're attacking Christmas and Hanukkah at that university. Because the idea is to take all of the human beings on planet Earth and just blur them all together into this one mass of worker bees with no sense of identity, no sense of self, no sense of history, because people without a strong sense of identity are much easier to control.
Conquer, well, divide and conquer. That says it all right there. And who likes to fund that sort of idea? Like, who's actually out there perpetuating the divide and conquer mentality?
Well,
all
we're
these,
seeing it from within our own government.
And all that Antifa and all that crap. Yeah, well, most
yes.
of it, right? Heaven forbid if we look at them, you know, with eyes of dispersion. Oof. What have you been doing while I've been asleep? Nah, that won't. They don't allow that. Thanks for your time, Mike. I hope you're. You know, I'm glad you're feeling better. I missed you.
Well, I miss me too, and I am feeling better, but obviously we hope to be all the way better by next Tuesday.
Well, I hope okay? You and Lady Claire have a great Christmas. I'm doing probably the same thing you're doing for Christmas. I'm going to go to the food bank and, you know, just give them a bunch of stuff here. I hope I was, you know, smart enough to understand that, you know, some people do like to eat meat, you know, on occasions. Thanks,
yeah.
Mike.
All right, Al. Al, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program. Last segment on this just before Christmas broadcast here. We're going to try and grab a couple more phone calls before the end of the program. Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael.
Mateus.
Get well soon, you and Claire. And I just wanted
Thank
to
you.
Wish you and everyone else a very non-politically correct Merry Christmas, Christ, Mass, Baby Jesus, birthday, Christmas. And I hope it's a white Christmas. Okay, I'm getting carried away here. Anyway, snowy white Christmas would be great, which is going to be no problem up here in Canada. And that is, oh, yeah, and no other religion is being told to self-censor, so I think it's prejudice.
Hey, we're losing the connection.
Discrimination against Christians to tell them that they have to say happy holidays when you're not telling anybody else that. So I'm going to promote religious freedom of expression and equality in religion and say Merry Christmas to everybody. So Merry Christmas. Thank you for your great service that you're doing. And just thank God, or thank everybody, thank ourselves, thank God that we're not evil, like all these bastards that we're trying to control, keep under the spotlight and to not let them get away. So just, even we might be broke and sick sometimes, we're at least not evil bastards. So there's a certain comfort in that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. We're having a little bit of a problem with your phone line. We're going to take one more phone call before the end of a program. Kathleen in Paris, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm Kathleen.
Yes.
In Paris. Okay.
Yes.
Mateus in Canada, he's so cute. Well, I wanted to talk about, you said earlier in the last segment that the police are not, there's no law saying they have to respond.
That's the law here in the United States.
Right. And so we assume that there is, you know, that they have to respond. Well, if I'm not wrong, there's also no law that says we have to pay taxes, income tax. We just assume that we have to pay it.
Well, you raise an interesting point of view, because if we're not actually getting the services that we're being charged for, why should we pay for it? And more we're seeing that the police departments are all about maintaining control of the people. Here in Hawaii, there's a weird phenomenon. They're moving all the police stations right into the shopping malls, which tells you the job of the police is to protect the merchandise, to protect the profitability. Anyway, listen, Kathleen, I'm going to let you go because we're almost at the end of the show and I want to put out a message. So thank you very much.
Bye.
We'll let you go here. Bye-bye. Every year at this time, we'll see the phrases or hear the phrases, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's on the cards. But I think people don't really stop and think about what it's supposed to mean, because we certainly do not have peace on earth. In fact, earth this year, this Christmas, is the least peaceful I've ever seen it in my entire lifetime, as we seem to head into a new world war. So try and hold that thought of peace on earth, goodwill toward all around you. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll be back on Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.